You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As of the 1st of July 2025, the Healthy Home Standards have kicked in. This requires all rental properties to meet the regulations designed to improve renters' health by preventing damp, mouldy, and cold conditions. Now that the final deadline has passed, landlords who fail to comply with the standards could face fines of up to $7,200. The only problem is who might be regulating them. To break down what this means for renters, landlords, and the wider housing sector, I spoke to Bill Mackay from the School of Architecture and Planning at the University of Auckland.
Could you explain why the Healthy Home Standards have been introduced?
Basically, we know in New Zealand that we've got really poor housing stock. We live in kind of cold, damp houses with inadequate heating, and we also know that rentals are generally worse in standard than the average home, you know, where the occupier, the owner occupier. So this is kind of an attempt to bring them up to a minimal standard. I don't really like the name Healthy Homes because we know we can make homes a hell of a lot healthier. Really, it's just improving the minimum standards.
How much of an impact will these standards have on tenants' health and well-being?
Hopefully, they should improve things because, you know, we will be increasing generally the amount of insulation. There'll be ventilation, such as, you know, kitchens and bathrooms have to have a little mechanical fan now, a few things like that. So also kind of stopping a lot of drafts, that kind of thing. So I think things will improve slightly. I just think that we've got a system at the moment where we're reliant on the landlord to self-certify. So they're not having kind of external inspectors to make sure the landlord's done the work and done the work properly.
Why is it that the landlords are the ones enforcing it, and is that acceptable?
Yeah, so basically your landlord can self-certify, and some people have likened it to, you know, if you're in a car doing your own warranty for fitness. We know that that sort of system is not going to work very well, and there are a lot of bad landlords out there, so I do worry that bad landlords will just kind of get away with things. They apparently are doing some sort of spot checks on rentals, but I don't know how frequent and, you know, how few and far between they will be. Another aspect is kind of, there's a lot of information on the Healthy Homes there. So if you're a tenant, you can look it up online. One of the best sites is Tenancy Services, which comes out of the big government ministry called MB. You can have a look. There's a checklist on there. But the problem with that is if you think that your home that you're renting is not up to standard, the first thing you do is approach the landlord. And we know that a lot of tenants don't like approaching the landlord because, you know, they might get chucked out or something like that.
Who would you say should be enforcing this then?
I think we should have more of a kind of inspection system. Even some property managers who manage properties on behalf of landlords, they're doing the compliance paperwork and that sort of thing as well. But even, you know, many of those are good, but also many of them are not up to scratch either. You know, I had personal experience of a rental that one of my kids was in where none of the smoke alarms worked, you know, so kind of. And that's a pretty basic thing to get right.
And you likened it to if car owners were to do their own warrant of fitness. Wouldn't you say that if car owners were required to do their own warrant of fitness, that the standards of car safety would drop as well?
Definitely. That's why we don't do it like that. You know, it's just too risky. It's too dangerous. When a car is rocketing down the road at 100k, you might think, well, that's a lot more dangerous than a kind of a house. But we also know that the living conditions in the average house in New Zealand, you know, cold and damp, they can cause all sorts of respiratory illnesses, especially in kids, young kids. So, you know, houses can be as dangerous as vehicles.
Do you think that there's a risk that these regulations could force landlords to raise rent for tenants or even reduce the number of properties for rent overall?
Yeah, I have heard of a few cases. It's been reported that some landlords with some houses are just going, this is going to be too difficult to get up to scratch, so they're selling them. So, you know, I don't know if another landlord would buy one or a first home owner would buy it as a do-up or something like that. Yeah, but I can see definitely landlords putting the price up for the work that they've done. They shouldn't really be doing that, but there's nothing to stop them raising the rent.
Would you say overall that the implementation of these standards significantly improves Aotearoa's rental housing stock?
It brings it up to a slightly higher standard, but I wouldn't say it significantly improves. You know, so for example, you can't just have a plug-in electric heater. You have to put in something decent like a fixed electrical heater or a fixed gas heater or a heat pump. But kind of, if it costs too much to turn that on, the tenant's just not going to operate it. So there we've got the heating in the house, but if the heating's not being used, well, it's not raising standards at all.
What's the next step to improve housing quality in New Zealand?
We need to build a lot better. We still have fairly kind of low standards of housing. We also have a thing in New Zealand called existing use rights. So if your house doesn't meet, you know, if your house is 50, 70 years old and doesn't meet the building code, you don't have to do anything about it because of your existing use rights. So we just carry on living in kind of fairly poor quality houses.
And that was Bill Mackay on the rollout of the Healthy Home Standards and their potential impact on rental housing across the country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.